the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Bars and good time lovers are never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Telling no sweet lies and losing again. I'm looking for love in all of Craigslist things. Looking for whores who need a good fist. Looking for trannies, needing a good time. That's what I'm thinking of. Looking for whores in too many places. Hiding my face and all my disgraces. Looking for love at Craigslist Corral.
Hey, it's 9:30. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila.
We're back to the Craigslist Corral.
Yeah. What city?
Topeka, Kansas.
Ah.
Your favorite city.
My hometown. I was born there.
Topeka, born and raised.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
Nothing. Nothing much. No one cares about Topeka.
All right, our first clip. Could we get these people to call in and say that? That would be great.
Yep. Well, I'm looking for a big gal, because I'm a big man.
Who wants to taste my cum tonight?
Yeah, I don't think so. They don't leave their forwarding information, so I don't think we can get in touch with those people.
All right, sir, we're starting off in strictly platonic.
Actually, they do. You can email them.
The first few we're doing are some really sad individuals in the strictly platonic section. In need of a riding partner, male for woman, Topeka.
Riding isn't fucking?
Like the title says, just looking for a riding partner. I'm married and I'm not trying to change that. My wife has health problems, so she can't ride. It would just be nice to have someone to ride a motorcycle with.
Motorcycle.
If you are interested, please contact me through email. If you have your own motorcycle, that's even better. I hope to hear from you.
I thought maybe his wife was too sick to like ride him, you know, cowgirl style.
The thing about this, he's not looking to change his marriage, but he's looking for women to ride a motorcycle with.
Yeah, can't you just get buddies? You can get some dudes.
Yeah, join a gang.
Yeah, well, they call it a club.
He's 33. What kind of health problems does his wife have if she's already... How she's in her 30s and already can't ride
Maybe
a motorcycle.
Maybe she has fucking cancer, man. You don't know what's going on in his life.
Well,
but yeah, that is suspect. You just want some friends. You can get some dudes together who ride bikes. Ride hogs.
Next, in strictly platonic, mom night out, woman for woman. Her body's curvy. She has hazel eyes. She's 5'6", 175 pounds. Mexican and white, half and half. Her native language is English. Education, 2 years. Kids, 3.
She's only been educated for 2 years? That's not much.
Occupation, she's a maid. A Mexican maid.
How cliche.
She's divorced. Dislikes jiggly wigglies.
I don't know what that... Dicks? Is that slang for penis?
She sometimes drinks and she smokes daily. Age.
So she's looking for a lover then, right?
I'm 33, a mom of three.
That's a lot of threes.
Age is 16? You're 33?
Do the math.
23 minus 6 is it's like 16.
Well, she had a kid when she was 7. She's Mexican, all right?
She's 16.
You listen.
9 and 8. Two of those are close together, man.
16, though.
If you're 1 year apart, that's like 3 months of not being pregnant in 2 years.
Hey, wanted to get it all out of the way. Good for her.
Yeah, come on. Looking for someone to hang out with. It's hot otherwise. I'd suggest the hiking trails. Maybe hang out at my place and drink some beer. I just want to hang out with an adult. I'm not gay, and I am no way looking for a gay partner. I'm Christian, but I do drink and just smoke. I also joined a pool league that meets Thursday, starts in 2 weeks. Let me know if you're interested.
You know...
Call or text me anytime, Sarah.
When she says she's not gay, I just assume that means that she messes around with chicks. Because why would you even bring it up? If I wanted to hang out with a dude, I don't mention, oh, by the way, I'm not gay.
And she included all that information about her, like, her
body type. And yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking for a buddy. Look, I like riding Harleys, so if you like riding Harleys too, that'd be cool. Because, you know, I don't know anyone who does. I'm not gay, by the way. Hint, hint.
Yeah. Again, the Chocolate Platonic, another loser. Fishing buddy. Male for male woman, Topeka.
Man, a lot of pathetic fucks over in Topeka.
I'm 25-year-old white single male looking for a couple or a single female that likes to go fishing.
You're going to be the third wheel on a fishing trip?
That sounds awful.
Did you say hawful?
Hawful.
That's hawful.
Then likes to go fishing here in Topeka. Don't really know the area that well for fishing, but I'm hoping somebody can help me find a good place to go fishing.
Yeah, you open up at sewer grate, and that's a
good
fishing spot.
If you know of any in the area, please send me a message. Hope to hear from you soon.
Fucking loser. Is he thinking he's going to wrangle a three-way, maybe?
Maybe fishing is like code for fucking.
No, maybe he's going to get a three-way. They're going to be in the boat, all drinking. I mean, everyone's kind of captive. You're in that fucking little dinghy.
Fishing and drinking shouldn't go together.
Why not?
Hook someone's ass.
This tiny little hook is nothing.
I've seen people get hooked. That's like, in the summer, that's like a big thing in emergency rooms in rural areas. People get hooked.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine it hurts.
Next on the Strictly Platonic section, looking for a grandmother type person, woman for woman. Hi.
I came up with, you know, you have MILF porn, even GILF porn. I came up with GILF porn.
Great grandmother?
That's right. GILF porn.
What about DeGILF? Dead grandma, I'd like to fuck.
Listen, it's limitless what you can do.
Hey, I know this is a funeral, but your grandma looks really hot. Can I fuck her before you put her in the ground, please?
I tell you what, $100 will slip you right now. $100, okay? No one has to know. Well, except for you, because I want you to watch. Go on.
I'll wear a condom. She won't get pregnant. with a half zombie, half human baby.
They'll come out dead and old.
You good?
Yeah. Hi. Whose dead old baby is this?
Huh. Hey, this is kind of grim, but when a pregnant woman dies, like in a car wreck, and the baby dies too, do they leave her pregnant, or do they take the baby out and bury it separately?
Oh, man. I imagine it depends on how far along.
Like, she's super pregnant, like one of those, like, you know.
Like, almost ready.
Yeah.
Then I think they might do it separate. I don't know. You know.
Well, first of all, you wouldn't be like, can't close the casket, her gut's too big.
Well, it's whoever's choice. You know, the husband or whoever's alive, their choice, I
imagine.
Feeler's
choice.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd probably just keep them together.
Would you?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of weird, though. Wouldn't it be kind of too... What's more...
They make a bigger call. Have you seen how fat people are?
What's more, whatchamacallit for the audience at the wake?
The audience? What, they got popcorn and shit? It's a solemn thing.
I know, but what's looking for? You know.
How about this? I don't know what you're looking for, but, I'm paying for two fucking funerals now? Coffins are expensive. We get one fucking coffin.
What's going to upset people more, though? Seeing a pregnant woman in a coffin or seeing, you know, two different coffins?
Definitely.
And obviously, you're not going to have an open casket for a fetus.
No, but, you know, seeing that tiny coffin.
Although that'd be kind of weird. They put makeup on their outfit.
That tiny coffin. Any kind of child funeral, that's the worst thing. You definitely, you keep that shit together.
Well, you know what I say? You get rid of the fetus. Maybe you will bury it. You'll probably bury it.
Plus, you didn't
mom.
Say it was a fetus. You said it was almost ready. So it's not even
a fetus. And it was never born.
Not really. Children are born premature, you know.
Here's a tip if this awful thing ever happens to you. You take the fetus out, and then you'll bury it with the mom, but you do it later on. You put it in the casket later on when no one sees. So that way you're not upsetting the parishioners. Because it would be upsetting you to see, like, a pregnant woman in there.
All right, let's move. That's ridiculous, but let's just move it along.
All right, well, I thought we were going to talk about this first today.
No.
Anyways, I'm a life coach for a 19-year-old young black woman.
You cannot be a life coach. That is a fact.
I'm looking for a grandmother-type person that would have a room that this young woman could stay in for a couple months while she gets back on her feet. She has a job and a car. She just needs a warm, safe, stable place in the Topeka area.
I tell you, this person's a life coach looking for a place to stay for their scumbag person they're
coaching. Hey, life coach. How about you do it yourself?
I know. What the fuck? You're the life coach.
And old people, everyone knows old people are racist. They're not going to let some black person live in them.
Well, an old black lady might. She's not racist against her own.
Well, some are.
Yeah, true. That's just strange. But I'd love to be a life coach. I think I could do it. I'd get my whistle out, mm-hmm. blow it in their face.
Next, we're in Women Seeking Women, though I think this should be... They put this in the wrong section because this really should be in the misconnection section. IHOP Del Rey, a woman with a curvy body who's 44, says, "You walked by the window, we made eye contact, and you smiled at me. I wish I went out and talked to you before you drove off with your two friends." That's it.
All right. Wouldn't you be weirded out? Like, hello? And this is a chick, right? Two chicks?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, lady. I know you must think you're hot stuff, but just because someone fucking smiles at
you? You know,
at
they talk about gaydar and everything, but it's got to be, you know, when you're looking for the same sex, the most percentage of people, like the percentage of dudes you'll see on a given day are straight, right?
Yeah.
So, if like, we say the success rate of asking a girl out cold is like 20% or less.
Oh, man.
For a dude, asking a dude or a woman out if you're a lesbian?
If you're not at a gay club, if you're just like out and about in, you know, regular situation.
Even less than that.
Hell, my, like 0.5%. And they say gaydar, but really, I mean, you can tell when someone's gay when they're a little flamboyant, or if they're a lesbian, if they're like really butch.
Or if they start talking, but you'd have to see them talking. You'd see a guy like looking at something in a grocery aisle.
No, but I'm saying, you know, when I say flamboyant, it doesn't just mean look. It could be the voice or something. You know, I mean, you can tell sometimes, but not every time.
Well, we'll have to interview a gay guy and see what they say about that.
Yeah, but I don't believe people, so I don't know.
Well, it'd be interesting.
It'd be interesting.
You know, this eye contact
thing. Most people are liars.
I was reading about how they've done studies, and they say that you always think people are looking at you, and they're probably not. Like, they did something where they had people looked at pictures of people looking, and they're like, they're looking at me.
Why would you think a picture's looking at you? You can see the fucking picture.
Don't worry about that. But
it didn't make any sense.
However they did the study was something like that. All but either right. way, they've concluded that...
I think that picture's looking at me. Wants to fight me.
You naturally think people are looking at you, and they're probably not. You're always going to assume... If someone's eyes are towards you, you're going to assume they're looking at you.
I don't know. You tell if someone's making eye contact with you?
I'm saying you can't.
I'm not sure about that, but all right.
I'm just going to call you devil's advocate from now on.
Just call me the devil. Keep it short.
Next up, we're in Women Seeking Men, looking for my chicken fried guy.
Do you want to dip a guy in fucking in like the grease?
Are you my chicken fried guy? Looking for a single guy who wants someone to enjoy life with. Hunting, gardening, horseback riding, swimming, cooking, barbecue, watching TV, conversations, etc. Drop me an email with your favorite color and subject line. What the fuck's a chicken fried guy?
I don't know. I mean, if that's part of your good life that you want. Like, we sit and eat chicken together. I can get behind that.
I could go for some fried chicken right about now.
Oh, man. Not real fried chicken either. Give me KFC. That's the shit right there.
What stuff you buy at the supermarket?
I don't want authentic fried chicken, man.
Well, isn't fried chicken at KFC authentic?
No. It's not authentic Kentucky fried chicken. Like real fried chicken.
You know, just fry me up some batter. I don't even need the chicken. I'll just eat the batter.
I know. That's the best. We all know that's the best fucking part.
Yeah. Well, no meat tastes all that good without seasoning and stuff.
That depends how hungry you are.
I mean, are you going to eat just plain steak with no seasoning?
I'm sure some people do. Some people like plain shit.
I like plain stuff, but I need stuff on my chicken. Let's get a little rough, Women Seeking Men.
Oh, I was getting ready to take a swing.
Any kind, gentle man.
You don't want a gentleman.
Over 20 in the St. Joseph area. I want to go to dinner and have some foreplay romance.
Beat the fuck out of me.
Searching for a real meaning escapade with the right man. Romance and benefit style of relationship. Discretion promised. I am white and you're Asian. Just a preference.
How do you know I'm Asian?
Message 32486521. I just made the rest of those numbers.
Okay.
And I'll reply with pics of me. Curly, pixie, cut brown, and blue eyes. 5'5". Hourglass looking for a very nurturing gentleman.
Is she a fucking liar? What is this? The title was about being rough, and then she mentioned nothing about being rough in the body of it.
I don't know. It's confusing.
Make no fucking sense. And she gives her number out. She's only looking for an Asian. I think it's some people who figure it'd be a lot easier to rob an Asian guy.
Because they're weak.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
right.
They're not strong like us Americans. Right, I know. They're frail.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving.
Would I be your type?
Yeah, I mean...
Atlanta, Georgia, USA.
Not really, but...
I wish you could read this in your educated black man voice. Greetings, I'm Calvin. As you can see, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, but I'm posting here to see if I live in your city. To see if I live in your city, things would be any different in your demographic. What? Hold on, I gotta do this again. As you can see, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, but I'm posting here to see if I lived in your city.
Oh, wait a minute. He lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and he has tried to ask out every girl in the entire city to no avail. So he's thinking, you know what? Maybe if I lived in another city, my chances would be a little better. See,
if I lived in your city,
exactly, he'd have better
would
luck.
Would things be any different in your demographics? He used demographics wrong there, I think.
Yeah.
There is still some racial stigma in Atlanta. What? It's a lot of black. You know,
everyone's black in Atlanta. What the fuck are you talking about? We've been to Atlanta. All I seen were black people.
As well as the pseudo superstition of dating men, despite how progressive Atlanta might seem.
Dating men.
Nobody
dates everyone
men.
Gay? Everyone's gay in Atlanta. Everyone's black and gay in Atlanta. You didn't know this.
Is he looking for? He's looking for a woman, though.
I don't know.
I seem to have a better connection with women who live outside my area, especially Midwest, Canada, UK. I don't have a lot to work with, money, friends, traveling, but would like a little of each.
He's really selling himself, huh?
I would like to chat and stay in touch. If you're coming into my area soon, perhaps a meetup. A little about me. I'm black.
I'm a loser.
But I can be mistaken as white or some other race by my voice and personality.
Whatever.
Medium dark skin, short hair, glasses, mild nasally voice. You gotta do it.
That's not a nasally voice.
Make it more nasally.
Well, I'm an educated black man. That's not nasally, I don't know.
Very intellectual and cerebral, who speaks his mind.
Very electrical?
Intellectual and cerebral.
What?
Intellectual.
Okay.
Who speaks his mind, a dozen bandwagon, non-smoker, non-drinker, no criminal history, nor tattoos, and no children. Agnostic, politically libertarian views, economically conservative, less government, social, personally liberal with some caveats, and some eco-friendly Green Party philosophies.
I was like, hell yeah.
I seem to have attracted women who are aspiring teachers or working in the childcare field from the rural areas. Does this sound like you? Email or
it does, actually.
K
strange.
T, what's T? Twitter. CalBro84 on Twitter if you want to visit him.
Yeah, whatever.
I like this.
Man, he's such a fucking loser. He can't find one chick where he lives.
I like to hear his thoughts on Twitter.
He has to go a state over just to fucking find a chick.
That's more than a state over.
Three states over? Listen, I'm no geography whiz, but I mean, come on. Maybe drive like 20 minutes and get out of town. Try that.
Well, they don't really date, like to date men over there, I guess.
There's no black people, and they don't date men, the ones who are there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
The stigma against dating blacks.
Yeah. Even if you are black.
Now we're miscellaneous romance. Come face it me. Male for woman to people.
Come what?
Face it.
Oh.
Face it, Mark.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what you said at first.
Face it, Mark. You like having a girl sit in your face. Middle-aged guy wants skinny to average-sized women. Or that's no fun. To have a skinny woman sit in your face.
Well, listen. He wants his head fucking crushed.
Mm-hmm. Size woman or woman who likes to get lots of oral sex on a regular basis would be best during the day. Day oral sex. I like married women who need relief from a busy husband. Or younger, over 18, who would like to experience bed-shaking orgasms. I'd also like to taste some dark meat. You know what? These guys, I don't think they know that how... As someone you want dark meat, is probably not going to get a black woman to come with you.
Oh, Mash, you want some of this? All right.
Well, in case you're wondering, men and women seeking, BBW girls need love too. Who wants to hang out with a cute guy?
I heard about that. I heard.
Is there any cute, sexy BBWs in the Topeka area? They would like to hang out and become good friends.
I think everyone's fat there, so you're in luck.
You must be feisty but sweet, naughty but nice, romantic but adventurous. I like bigger, thicker girls because who wants to be with a stick? When I'm with someone, I want to hold them, kiss them, and have fun with all the sexy
sometimes
girls.
I'll have sex with a literal stick.
I love to be wild, but also have a romantic side. Put the color of your favorite undies on in the subject line. I'm real and this is nice today. I have pics in Yahoo Messenger. By the way, I have blue baby blue eyes and blonde hair and medium build. He's on Yahoo Messenger, so that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, everyone's on that. Mm-hmm. So, good for him.
Yep. What's up, everyone? Oh, this guy wants some MILFs, Kurgers, or BBWs. He wants it all.
He wants fat, old...
Well, okay. Cougars aren't really old. Don't have to be old.
Well...
They're just over 30 and you're 5 years
younger. Yeah.
So really, you'd be a cougar if you dated a 48-year-old.
I'd be the cougar, but she's older than me.
Whatever five years older than you is, that would be a cougar to you. What's up, everyone? You're bored, looking to kill time? Join chat.
Why?
In chat, join Kick group. Topeka MILFs. Tell your friends if you're a lonely life.
If you're a lonely life?
Are you on Kick? Because everyone always mentions Kick and Craigslist. I don't know anyone who's on
Kick. I'm not on it, but I know of it. Like, I don't know why you need an extra messenger service, you know? You can just text.
Yeah.
There's enough shit going around. Email me. I need, like, 20 different ways to contact you.
And finally today, Bears Night, Me Local Bears, male and male. Male for male in Topeka.
I think I'm considered a bear. I'm pretty hairy, so...
This is a while ago, so I guess you can't go, but Friday, July 11th at 10 p.m.
Don't fucking tell me what I can do. I'll go back in time.
Saturday, July 11th at 10 p.m. All shirtless participants get all the drink specials all night long. Must be 18 to enter, $5 cover, 20 when you're up. It's called a bear bust. Hey, local bears and dudes, check out our flyer and join us July 11th. This will be a night of men and good times. Follow the event on Facebook, Skivvy's Bar.
So as long as I show up with no shirt, I drink for free all night.
At Skivvy's Bar, yep.
Man, you know what? Even if you're a straight dude, if you're an alcoholic, that's a fucking deal. Because you don't have to fuck any of those dudes.
True.
You just show up and start drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you get a blowjob. I don't know.
Well, that
maybe
does it don't. For Craigslist Corral. Go over to HotShotWizKids.com.
What fucking time. HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Hey, how about review us on iTunes? How about
ooh,
that?
Ooh, you could do that. Lots of things you can do.
Go on iTunes and click 5 stars and then say, these guys are so great and handsome.
Whether you believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. HotShotWizKids.com.
I found God in a catalytic converter in Topeka on a Monday night. I taste blood every time I think of summer. If that's true, I'm in for quite a treat. 'Cause I'm begging for the sun in a minute.